Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Yeah, I don't even know if Tom's back in the studio yet because he forgot to call
me. I'm always here.
All right. Hi, I'm Don McDonald. That's Tom Cox somewhere over there. The reason I don't know if he's there or not is because I'm in Florida where it is absolutely pouring. See, here he is calling right now.
Feel better now? See?
There
yeah.
You go. Oh, it didn't work.
Oh, it didn't work. Call it again. I just keep calling until you answer.
You hung up. It is absolutely pouring in Florida right
now.
Wow. Torrential downpour. It's like
the
deluge.
Thank you for that weather report. Appreciate it very
much. The biblical flood. Yeah. Good thing I'm on the second floor.
And it's partly cloudy and lawn mowing weather in Seattle, so you got to like
nice.
That.
Nice. Then I just, you know what? In Florida, I sub it out.
Well, you can't mow your, you got armadillos and stuff crawling through there.
It's not the armadillos.
I saw one.
How often do you mow your lawn?
This time of year, at least once a week, because it's growing like two, I swear you turn around, it grows an inch.
Here it's like, every week, all year.
Yeah, that's insane.
Eventually, it gets old. Plus, it's that blasted St. Augustine grass, which is like
it's like cotton leather. Oh yeah, it's tough. And not to mention that about half of the year, it's rather uncomfortable to go outside and do it.
We don't get that often here.
Yeah, not here. Not here.
97.
Hey, you know, the phone ringing yesterday, did you give the number, by the way? You probably did not.
No, but
okay.
I will. It's
please do.
855-935-TALK. 855-935-8255. Got a question about money, investing, saving, spending, people who might be ripping you off. You know, I have a really, really great suggestion for all of you.
Yes.
If you're about to enter into some sort of an investment, instead of calling us after you've already done it going, I think I did something wrong, why don't you call us before you do it so we can save you from it.
Well, and I heard the phone ring, it reminded me that how much I appreciate the fact that the federal government has not forgotten me. They reached out to me yesterday just to remind me that they know I'm here, and they would love it if I would apparently send them more money, because if honestly,
so you get this call.
I get
did
the call.
It say
guy
IRS?
Says,
did,
yeah.
did it
he
say
says,
IRS?
It was
the,
a recorded call. So you get a recorded call that says, this is the Internal Revenue Service. Call us. Oh, no, they say, if you do not call us back right away, this is your last chance. We're turning the federal warrant over to local and state authorities. They will come to arrest you if you don't pay, blah, blah, blah.
That's the same story.
So I immediately pulled all the shades on the house. I parked the cars down the road to make it look like nobody lived there for a long time.
This.
Yeah, so anyway, no, I mean, so I, because
Black
I mean.
Black helicopters.
I called them back.
Of course you did.
I called him back, and you get some, you know, not so nice gentleman with a certain accent at the other end.
Was he in India?
I don't know.
He was either in India, the Philippines, Bangladesh, one of those.
Foreign accent. So I called and I played along and blah blah blah, and then they could figure out relatively quickly that I wasn't really going to whatever scam they had pay the money. So then I got kind of mad. I just kept calling. So after about three calls, they started swearing at me and telling me, do not call this number anymore. Why not? You know, so, and then we tried the number today. And of course, the number is no longer in service.
Yeah, I was going to say,
apparently the government has not paid its bill and will not keep the number in service.
Because you decided to be Mr. Annoying. You do this to me every time I want to really capture somebody. You decide to be aggressive.
Let me finish, though, because the reality is, just to make it clear, the Internal Revenue Service is never, and I repeat, never going to call you. So if you get a call from somebody who represents themselves as the IRS, it is a scam. They probably, I tried to get to the point where they wanted my credit card or something, but we never got there. So they are not going to call you. They will write you.
I can't imagine how you didn't get there with them.
They will write you and tell you you owe this much money and pay it, or we'll do this. That does occur. And pay attention to those notices. But the phone calls are a bunch of silly nonsense. So do not do that, okay? So, and we just lost you. Apparently the downpour did something to Don. So let's, we got a few minutes here. Let's go ahead and go to the phones. Lynn joins us on Talking Real Money. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
Well, I'm 76 years old, and I wonder if I can still get a life insurance policy so I can have, maybe $25,000 or $50,000 to leave to my beneficiaries.
Well, you may be able to, but the cost may be prohibitive.
Okay.
It's a trade-off. Yes, you could probably go buy a policy, but you just pay a lot to do that. And instead of paying those big premiums, you could just save that money and give it to somebody else if that's a priority. So is this, you have relatives who are going to need some sort of support from you after you're gone?
No, it would be church and charities.
I don't
think I would save enough money. Well, I don't. Who knows how long I'm going to live? One day or 20 years?
Who knows exactly?
I could do that.
I mean, you could go online very easily, by the way, and find out what a relatively short term type of policy would be, how much that would cost.
Okay.
But it would be expensive. And I'm a few years your junior, but I pay a lot in life insurance, but I have a 10-year-old daughter, so I hope she doesn't, you know, she can live out her life if anything happens to me. But Lynn, I would think twice about probably taking that route, maybe setting aside some money instead, leaving it to the charity and doing it that way. 855-935-8255, 855-935-TALK. We'll continue on Talking Real Money.
If you're sick of investing through an insurance agent or a stockbroker and you're in the market for a fee-only advisor who charges truly low fees and uses a scientific approach to building portfolios for your risk tolerance and need, you should check out Vestory. Tom and I started this firm, and it is devoted to educating everyone, total transparency, clarity, low fees, and great service. If you're looking for an advisor, you ought to at least take a look at us at Vestory.com. That's Vestory.com. Or give us a call, 800-386-3004.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Welcome back to Talking Real Money. I'm Tom Cock. Don McDonald has been knocked out by lightning. And this is serious. I mean, all of a sudden there was a boom. He fell off his broadcast stool, and hopefully he'll be back sometime soon. But you're out there trying to figure out how to take better care of your money, and that's why we do this program each and every week. It's as simple as a phone call, 855-935-8255, 855-935-8255. And I'll tell you what, since Don is gone, why don't we, anybody who calls while he's gone, I will give you a free copy of his book, Financial Physics. Great to couple-hour read on the things you need to know about money, how to make it, how to keep it. And it's written in a way that's not designed that you need to know expense ratios and sharp ratios and all the jargon that goes along with this. So if you call 855-935-8255, ask us a simple question, ask me a simple question, I will be glad to send you a copy of Don's book, Financial Physics. So we'll just get your name and your telephone number. We'll call you back and get an address later. You know, one of the things people have been asking us about is our interest rates, because interest rates are important to those of you borrowing money and those of you who are saving money. And it's really been tragic for savers for a long time. I mean, going back 7-8 years, because the money you'd saved wasn't paying you anything, right? I mean, you were getting almost no interest on CDs. You really were getting no interest on money markets. Bonds were paying very, very little. And now interest rates in the first 4 months of this year have gone up, and gone up fairly dramatically. The 10-year Treasury note is now paying about 3%. So that's a dramatic change. What has that meant to those of you saving money? Well, it's meant a lot. The fund that we recommend, the mutual fund that we recommend at Vanguard, the Vanguard Total Bond Fund, is now paying 2.5%. That's the yield. That's how much interest they're paying. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is, as interest rates have gone up this year, the fund has actually lost about 2%. Now, over time, many studies have shown that you are going to make that money back by the fact that the fund is buying these bonds at higher interest rates. That fund, as I said, paying 2.5%. The dimensional funds, intermediate government bond fund, paying a hair over 2%. So you're making a little more on that money. Here's the bad news. The bad news is that those of you who want to buy something using a mortgage, for example, mortgage rates have gone up pretty dramatically here in the last few months. Anytime when the inflation rate is, you know, heading towards 2.5%, you would expect that. The 30-year fixed now at 4.61. You feel good about that, though, when you go back to 1980 and interest rates were at 18%. Still, 4.61 is pretty expensive money compared to where we've been for the last, as I said, about 10 years, really going back to the Great Recession. So those of you who have saved are making more on safe investments. Those of you who are borrowing are paying more for the pleasure of those higher interest rates. Where will they go? Well, that's a great debate, and nobody knows the answer to that. And if you hear the rates are going up, you need to stop them. The people telling you that and tell them rates have gone up. We never know where they are going. So interesting sort of dichotomy here when it comes to interest rates. 855-935-8255. Anyone who calls before they rehook up Don's electricity, I'm going to give you a free copy of his book, and that's where we're going to go now. Joel joins us here on Talking Real Money. Hi, Joel.
Hello. I was just curious about the GET program, about savings for college. Is that worth doing or not?
Yeah, I think it can be. I mean, the GET program has helped many people go to school at relatively inexpensively. The challenge with GET has been that if you did instead put the money in a 529, and here's Don, I think, coming back, if you went to a 529 instead, you would have ended up with more money than the GET. That said, there are many people that got into the Washington GET many years ago and paid for 4 years of school very inexpensively. So there's nothing wrong with one way or the other. One is simply a guaranteed education, right? GET. The other is not. So it depends a little bit on the person, depends on how much you're trying to save. And so there's no, really not one correct answer or another, but the GET program is certainly a very fine place to save for the future. Thank you, Joel, for your call. We'll call you on Monday. We'll get your address. We'll send you a copy of Don's book. So again, 855-935-8255, 855-935-8255. And Jerry joins us on the show. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, how can we help you?
Well, we actually have a pretty good situation, but I want your advice on where to park some money. We own two homes, free and clear. We just sold our main home, and we're going to have some cash that we need to put somewhere for some time. We're both retired. We may buy a second home somewhere down south, but down Arizona area or whatever, but not sure at this point. So we need some place to put this money, and wondering what the best place, and obviously we want it to be fairly safe, but don't want to put it in a savings account.
Yeah, no, so, I mean, this is the challenge, right? Because when you say safe, what you're really saying is I don't want volatility. I don't want things to go up and down, right? I want to wake up every day and have the same amount there. Is that correct?
We can take some risk. I'm not a person who'd want to put in high-risk stocks or something.
Yeah, no, and if how soon until you are likely to use that money?
I would say maybe a year from now.
So the choices would be either the savings account, right? Which is, I think now you're making about 0.5%. I have from time to time recommended a bond fund at Vanguard, the Vanguard short-term investment grade bond fund. I'm going to look up the ticker here for you. And this is a mutual fund that Vanguard has, where they buy, and pardon me for just taking a second here, short term, they buy the bonds issued by companies, good companies, solid companies that pay a little bit of interest. And I'm just looking up the fund here. It is the V as in Victory, F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, X as in X-ray, Vanguard short-term investment grade bond fund. It is yielding 2.15% right now. So you've made a little bit more on your money. Now, it does have periods where it goes down a little bit, because if rates rise quickly or if there's some circumstance where it looks like these companies can't pay you back, there's some volatility. But it has been a fund, Jerry, that I have recommended and I have personally used for over 20 years for short-term money. Is that helpful?
That sounds good. Yes, it's very helpful.
All right. Well, congratulations on all your good work there. 855-935-8255. 855-935-8255. We'll be back with more Talking Real Money in just a moment.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
If you need help allocating your retirement plan at work, you can get free help at 401-411.com. That's 401-411.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Welcome back to Talking Real Money. The earthquake is over. The fissure is closed.
Not the earthquake.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like something related to everything going on in Hawaii or something.
It wasn't an earthquake.
Okay.
It was.
You didn't feel the earth move?
It was lightning.
Yeah, there was a little boom, and then the next thing I saw you fall off your broadcast stool. And that was that. I was quite worried.
I am so glad that earlier in the hour I mentioned that I was in Florida and that it was raining cats and dogs.
Yeah, which apparently it was. Just one of them knocked the power out.
It was a terrible storm, and it turns out it knocked out. I send this show to Seattle on a fiber connection, which is almost always massively dependable, but it just didn't stand up well to lightning.
Yeah, watch out. There's one of the cats falling right behind you there. Don't turn that.
I have to get that fixed after the show. I am now connected via my iPhone.
You're amazing. All right, we got a lot of people lined up because while you were gone, I gave away your book. I hope you're not going to need it. So I said, Don's gone. You get his
Don's
book, I guess.
Here. Let's
get
away. Stuff away.
I know. 855-935-8255. We go to the phones.
Or talk.
Talk. Courtney joins us here on Talking Real Money. Hi, Courtney.
Hi. I want to take your answer offline, but I've been concerned about some of my funds recently, and I noticed my returns are marked as return of capital instead of dividends. And I don't like that idea. I think it looks like if I wanted my capital, I wouldn't send it to them to return it to me. Is this a problem with funds? Should we be looking at those as something to get out of?
Who's returning your capital?
Well, this is how funds are being distributed. You're doing distribution. Some of them are marked return of capital, and some of them are marked dividends.
Okay, tell me what kind of funds we're talking about that are returning capital.
Well, I'm glad you sound concerned about that, too. God, I don't have my thing in front of me.
Is it a real estate partnership?
Yes, it must be some sort of partnership. Is it? It's not a regular...
What is it? Did you say oil fund?
Voya. V-O-Y-A.
Voya.
One of them that did. I had three funds of theirs. And they really went down.
This is really important. This is such an important question. What kind of product did Voya sell you? It sounds like it may be a non-publicly traded real estate investment trust. Does that ring a bell?
I don't like REITs. I usually avoid them.
Because Voya is just the company that sold the stuff to you. We need to kind of get an idea what kind of product you have. If it's a real estate trust or if it's an oil and gas trust of some sort, those return capital. Yeah, that's the gimmick, and that's why these people should all be put out of business. Because they're lying.
But without some sort of information, it's really hard for us to give you advice. Can you give us one ticker, one symbol?
One name?
Folio in front of me. I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me.
No. Yeah, I mean,
do me a favor. Call me back. Call us back. When you have some names of these products, because there's just no way to know why. I mean, a normal mutual fund, let's say you went to Vanguard and got their Total World Stock Index Fund. Vanguard VTWSX is not ever going to send you back your principal, ever. They're going to send you capital gains.
Or dividends.
Eaton Vance.
Which product, though? So, I mean, that's... They have a lot of different products there. But return of capital, as Don said,
is really unusual.
Well, it could be. I mean, maybe what I'm hearing is maybe some sort of annuity product.
No, it wouldn't be an annuity either.
But it would be.
No.
They may be energy.
That's what they are.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they are. And let me tell you, I'm sorry, I don't, because I'm disconnected from the internet. What was, is Amy? Is that right? What's
your, no, Courtney.
Courtney. Courtney. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get your name wrong. I didn't see it on my screen. Courtney, let me tell you something. If you ever do another trade or do any other business with this Voya person, you are making a huge mistake.
Lightning this will strike person, twice is what you're saying.
This person with whom you're dealing is a dirty, rotten scoundrel. No one should be sold energy partnerships. I don't care how great an investor they are, because they're a total ripoff. They tell you they're going to give you an income of X, when in fact, part of the money that's coming back to you is almost always return of principal, so it's not really income.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
We mention 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255 throughout the podcast. But you need to know that you can call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave your question, and those will be answered in special Talking Real Money podcasts that will appear on this particular site in the future. So give us a call, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
There go my royalties.
Darkness.
Right out the window.
Rain.
There go my royalties.
Dogs
no, because
and cats,
you're giving away my book.
Lightning.
You're giving away my book.
Nothing will stop the delivery of talking
you know,
real money. Nor
get,
the delivery of the book, Financial Physics.
I get like $2 a book.
Oh, that's true. I'm cutting into your massive Amazon sales here. I'm feeling bad now. All right.
There go my royalties.
All right. You know what? Okay. Next time you're in town, I'll chip in for half a beer to cover it. How about that, huh? What about that?
Yeah, you love those big sales numbers every quarter, don't you?
I tell you what.
855-935-TALK is our phone number. 855-935-8255. What do we talk about? We talk about money because it's really important, you know? So call us. And Tom's giving away books.
Well, we'll give it away till the top of the hour. Till the top of the hour.
Well, that's when the show's over
well,
on
no,
Como.
Yeah, we move over to KVI, AM 570, and we will not give it away there. Absolutely
no.
not.
We'll give something else away. No,
okay, true.
855. Yeah. We'll give away tours of Tom's backyard
oh,
as he's
goodness.
Mowing it. It's the mowing tour.
And you can sit on the deck and you know hurl epithets at me, something like that.
No. A free
or beer bottles. Okay.
Yeah. Free beer and epitaph hurling. It's always fun. It's a new Olympic sport. Mowing
as slow as I go, there'll be a lot of hits. So you can be sure of that. Of both, you're gonna hit me hard one way or the other. There, so good for you.
All right, number's 855-935 Talk. I'm Don. That's Tom, and George is on the line. Hi, George. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, George. How can we help you?
Well, hello, gentlemen. I have a rental that I would like to sell. I've got at least $100,000 of equity in it before considering depreciation, and I've owned it a long time. I've heard about 1031 exchanges, but more recently I've been hearing that that it's possible to go into a REIT with a 1031 exchange or something. I have no idea what it is, a Delaware statute.
Yes.
Yes, we're very familiar with that product because you've heard it promoted a great deal lately.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Okay, let's start with an important question, Tom.
Go ahead, Don.
Important question. Why are you thinking about getting out of the rental property?
It's a negative cash flow, and it's just not a good rental at 100-plus years old. I've got looming...
Expenses
in the future.
Yeah, right.
That's why I hate houses. All right.
I'll let that stand. I like them, but
no. But the purpose of the money that's in there as equity is what? I mean, what
purpose
if you?
Of
if,
the money.
Yeah, I mean, I, again, because not to be too specific here, but if you looked at my situation, I could tell you the purpose of all the money that I have in each location, why it's there. I have a retirement account. I've got equity in my home that may supply my retirement as well. I've got, you know, et cetera, et cetera. That's why I'm asking you. So because maybe it would make sense if you want to be in the real estate business to do the 1031 exchange. That's a different matter.
But you cannot 1031 exchange into a straight real estate investment trust.
No.
You can't. It's a far more complex product, and you become part of the product. And if I also believe that your property may have to become part of their product. I'm not 100% sure on this, but I know it is really, really complicated and ridiculously expensive, and you'll be, I believe, cutting off your nose to spite your taxable face.
And this is part of the reason sometimes you hear the expression taxes, the tax tail wags the dog, where people make decisions based on taxes when it really didn't make sense in the bigger picture to just sell pay the tax, get on with your life. That's what I was trying to ask you the purpose.
Thing, yeah. Is what did you pay for it? What do you think you're going to get out of it? And what do you think you're going to net out of it after all the deductible costs and expenses? What is your net going to be?
My net is going to be, it's an odd property, so it's really hard to say. I'm going to say...
Be conservative.
Be conservative. Let's call it $100,000.
Okay. So the $100,000 is now going to be taxed at the capital gains rate, the long-term capital gains rate, which means it's very unlikely you're going to pay more than 15%. So if you take all the money you're getting out of the property, because bear in mind, all of the money has to come out and go into this REIT product, and some of these REIT products have expenses... entry expenses that can be as high as 15%. I've actually seen them higher than that. So you're going to be no better off and probably a lot worse off than you would be if you just took that money, built a nice diversified portfolio, and went out and got some publicly traded REITs that are more liquid.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
If you're looking for a nice short podcast to tide you over between episodes of Talking Real Money, check out Money 30. Money 30 podcasts are between 2 and 4 minutes long, and they're available at every major podcast service, including Apple Podcasts, or you can visit money30.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Hello again. Welcome back to the show. I wanted to let everyone know who heard the pension fund update. I talked about a bunch of emerging markets mutual funds. I created, during the top of the hour before the lightning crisis, I created a chart that will show you how all of these various actively managed funds performed. And that chart is now online at TalkingRealMoney.com. Whoa. Just look down the page for the story, Beating the Market. And it is now online. If there are typos, it's because I typed it really fast. I'll fix it later. But it's up there. Huh. If you heard the pension story and you want to read more about it, it's there right now at TalkingRealMoney.com. There you go. Now, let's go back to the phone.
Yes.
Debbie, you're on. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi. Yes, thank you. My husband and I both have really good IRAs. We're very diversified. And my employer, I had this little bit of money. They called it, and it was a safe harbor. I can't tell you really what it was. I didn't do anything with it. Well, he decided to let each of us take it over because he was eliminating it. So I just rolled it over into my Sound Credit Union, and I rolled it into, it's called a 60-month IRA certificate.
Yeah, how much money are we talking about, Debbie?
It's $5,500.
Yeah, I mean, so what you rolled it into is a very safe instrument that's paying basically very, very little, losing to inflation. So generally, okay. I don't recommend that for retirement type accounts because you want some growth with that kind of money.
Sure.
That's one reason we don't like credit unions. I like credit unions because I use one to pay my bills, et cetera.
Okay.
I don't
for
like
liquidity.
Them, but I didn't finish because on the investing side, if you walked in the lobby and said, I need help with this, they usually have a nice person there that gives you investing advice who is a broker tied to a well-known brokerage firm that will sell you a product that will be better for the person selling it than it would for you. So my advice would be to move the money to like a Vanguard. You can
How
use
old
the
are you?
Yeah.
I'm 58.
Yeah, you're
I'm
still
58.
Young.
58.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would go to Vanguard. Yeah, compared to Don. I would go to Vanguard. I'd use the Vanguard Total World Stock Index that we recommend. Something like that. Don's waving his hands. But I mean, something easy.
Yeah, but you may not want something that volatile, but
But not necessarily a CD. So that wouldn't be where I would go with that. I guess I'll put it that way. Thank you for your call.
Thanks, Debbie. Appreciate it. Hey, Mary, you're up next. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi there, Tom. Yes, this is Mary. And I perceive that I'm in seriously a lot of hot water. So I'm reaching out to you for your educated
comments. Why do you think you're in hot water?
I was solicited. First of all, I know very little about the industry, so I couldn't depend on what I know to do my own investing. Second of all, when I began investing, I didn't know anything about fiduciaries, establishing a financial plan.
Right, but you're not abnormal in that regard. That's the vast majority of people. They don't know that. So what did you get into? Because we're very limited on time. What did they put you into that you think you're in trouble
solicited,
with?
I was solicited for $295,000 into SOAEX, Spirit of America Energy Fund.
Yeah, that would be a fund that invests in things like oil, gas. It's limited, and Don's going to look up the actual ticker because I'm betting the expenses are pretty high. I'm betting that it has a commission on it, and it's a limited. It's a sector bet, which has this year been good because I just read this today. The oil sector has up about 10%, which has been terrific.
You want to guess what the expenses are, Tom?
I'm going to bet 1.5%.
Way more.
2.1.
Wow.
2.13.
So you're paying a lot to do that. I mean, you're making a bet on a particular part of the economy that we don't believe to be investing. So what is your question
and
around that particular?
And its performance over 3 years has been horrid, 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 and more horrid.
There you go.
It's an average annual loss of 10% per year. This is a terrible, terrible, awful, awful fund. You should never deal with this idiot again who sold it to you. And I think I can say idiot without any worry because at worst, he's an idiot. At best, he's an idiot. At worst, he's a crook. Or he or she. So I would get out of this thing tomorrow. I wouldn't try to break even. I'd take my losses. I would go find myself a fee-only, 100% fiduciary investment advisor. I would talk to them about building a real portfolio around all of your assets, not just this, around everything you have. Someone who's going to look into your risk tolerance, who's going to talk about your future needs, who's going to look at your tax situation, talk to you about your life, not somebody who's going to sell you the latest hot product that makes him a big, fat paycheck, which this, by the way, did. The only person who made money in this deal, Mary, was the person who sold it to you.
So here's my issue, however. I depend on my portfolio to support me 99%. My Social Security is nothing that could support me. So that's
yeah, but what
I
else is
in
your
portfolio?
We're going to run out of time. My problem is we're going to run out of time, Mary. What else is in your portfolio?
What else is in my portfolio?
Generally, not every fund. I mean, you need Don. I think Don's exactly right. I'm gonna preempt the remaining part of this call because we don't have time to get into every fund. Don said that you need to hire a fiduciary. You need a full plan rather than buying particular products that you may have been sold that you believe were going to provide you a certain amount of income.
Do you know how much income this is providing? Tom,
how much?
This is paying a 23% average income check. Her money is being sucked away in the dividends. And the average annual return after those dividends is negative 10%. She's losing money. She's going to run out of money in this fund. If she thinks this is supporting her, it's not. It's an illusion. It will be over soon. And that's why, Mary, I know it's not something you're comfortable with, but you have to go find yourself a fee-only advisor who is a 100% fiduciary all of the time. Make sure they put it in writing and get some help building a portfolio that can provide the income you need at a risk tolerance that is acceptable to you. You got to do it. You just have to. Now let's see real quickly. Tom, you're
Tom
up next. Welcome.
Yep.
Tom, welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hey, what do you got?
Hello, thanks for taking my call. I'm getting close to retirement, about 6 years out. I'm a government employee at the TSP, so there's five different funds. And
yes.
I've always been very aggressive with my money to try to build it as much as I can. Over the last 25 years or so, it's probably been 10 to 15% gain. And everybody that's advising me, or the people that I hear from, they're telling me that I should start getting away from my aggressive and being in the stocks and that, and start moving them to bonds and other money market type accounts. My question is if I'm not going to be needing that money anytime soon, why would I ever take it out of those stocks and bonds and making that 10 to 15% versus pulling it out and being less aggressive?
Okay, Tom, we're going to give you an answer. Don?
Yeah. Tom, real quick, you're not going to make 10 to 15% going forward. Just get that out of your head. If you actually made that in the past, count yourself massively lucky. But if you are comfortable with the potential loss in an aggressive growth portfolio of up to 50%, then there is no reason for you to change. In my opinion, and I believe Tom's, you change a portfolio based on your tolerance and need for risk, not based on some arbitrary age formula.
Okay.
Yeah, that it should have nothing to do with your age, really. It should have to do with what kind of rate of return you need and how much volatility. By the way, if you go to 401411.com, click on specific plans, you'll see the TSP plan there. If you're aggressive, you could use the 80-20, 80 in stocks, 20% in bonds. That's pretty aggressive, especially for somebody close to retirement.
Thanks for being there. We appreciate you.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Keeping the podcast breaks as painless as possible is my goal. That's why I want to very quickly tell you about the only magazine I've ever heard of that is 100% real investing all the time. There's no business news, no speculative advice, and certainly no lifestyle stuff. It's called Real Investing Journal. I publish it every quarter, and you can get 2 full years for only $25 at realinvestingjournal.com. That's realinvestingjournal.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
And if you're looking for even more talking real money and real money advice, you can listen to our podcast. We take all our shows and turn them into podcasts every week. Plus, every couple of days, I do another podcast called Money 30. Spell it out, Money 30. You can find those podcasts at Apple Podcasts, at Google Play, at iHeartRadio, at, you know, all those other services. It's all over the web. So just look up Talking Real Money Podcast or look up the Money 30 Podcast, or you can get all of them all together it at one site, talkingrealmoney.com.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future. So, past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestory, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That's a wrap.